As most of you can imagine, as I'm sure you have all at least seen some of Shakespeare's text. The language employed in the Elizabethan era was quite different from the way we speak today. Words, grammar, and syntax were very different from what we are used to seeing in modern English. To learn how to read the odd way Shakespeare wrote, you must first learn his language and also the funny way he ordered his sentences. Unlike the subject verb object structure we commonly use today, Shakespeare used an object subject verb structure. At first, just glancing at a page and seeing the structure, along with the unusual diction, can be very confusing. But with a lot of practice, I will have you reading and understanding Shakespeare just as easily as you read and understand our own way of speaking. Once you have a clear understanding of how to read the language of Shakespeare, I will then teach you to identify the punny language he implores. First, ask you to study some of the commonly used unfamiliar words and phrases located on the handout I've given you. You will be given a quiz on these words and phrases next week. Let's look at just some of these. The first phrase we see on the list is something called bear baiting. Now, some of you may already know what this means. I'm sure most of you do not. This bear baiting was a blood-filled sport where a bear was chained to a post. Still able to move, and dogs would be sent to attack the bear. Spectators would bet on whether the dogs or the bear would win the fight. Shakespeare even immortalized one of these champion bears, Saracen. In his play, Merry Wives of Windsor. Now that we know the context of this phrase, we can also understand just how different the world was in this time. Now the first word we see on the list is a word called alderman. Using context clues, we can assume this is some sort of title given to a man. And this is correct. An alderman in the Elizabethan era was someone of high rank and authority. Sometimes specifically councilman. Now we will take a look at the grammar sheet I've given you, which I also expect you to study for your quiz next week. In order to understand Shakespeare, you must understand the unique grammatical features that writing in the Elizabethan era possessed. The most important feature is the use of the second person singular. The distinction between this and the use of the second person plural was very alike. So first we must have a firm grasp of the grammatical forms and their connotations. In old English, thou was used to address one person, while ye and its other forms were used to address a group of people. Thou and ye were used as subjects, while thee and you were used as objects. During Middle English, ye you was used as a polite singular form alongside that side thou or thee thou or thee. Now during early modern English Shakespeare's time. The distinction between subject and object use of ye and ye and you started to disappear. You becoming the norm in all grammatical functions, while ye was limited to archaic religious texts. As thou is also later restricted to in the 1700s. The connotation of you in Shakespeare's time was either used in the singular or plural. However, in the singular, it could be a replacement for thou or thee. You was used by the lower class to address the upper class, and then also in everyday conversation. While thou and thee was used by the upper class to address the lower class, and then also in everyday conversation. Now take what you have learned today in class and study your worksheets. You'll be understanding the language of Shakespeare in no time.